News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The leader of one of Ireland's newest political parties has called for a debate to be held on immigration. Pádraig Tobin, of course, is the leader of AIM2. He joins us now. Pádraig, why do we need a debate on immigration in your view?
Well, first of all, we had our national launch this weekend. 600 people attended that national launch. And it was asked of us by the Irish Times, what did we think of the issue of immigration? And we said that we were very, very strongly of the view that if a person was fleeing war, if they're fleeing violence, if they are fleeing famine, that Ireland should give everybody in that situation shelter and refuge according to the nature of the European law or the...
Okay, no change to that at all.
No, so absolutely no change. And also we are very strongly of the view that migration is a natural part of modern life and that many migrants come to Ireland and make a very important contribution to Ireland. And indeed, the health service, etc., and many other parts of our economy would not function unless there was migration. But we also made the point as well that there are some people within society, many people, especially in working class areas, who feel that they are in competition with migrants for really scarce resources. Now, it is our view that the reason that there may be competition is not because of the migrants, but it is because of this government and the fact that they have withdrawn investment into resources like housing over a long period of time. And that's the reason that those difficulties exist. But the key point for us was that if this issue is an issue for some people in certain parts of the country, it's wrong for the establishment to ignore it. Because if we ignore it, the issue doesn't go away. If we suppress the debate doesn't disappear. And it's really important that there is a respectful and responsible debate around this issue.
Yeah.
And that issue is not ceded to those who would be on the far right, etc. Because
okay.
If it is, then it becomes difficult.
But when you're starting off with a debate, you want to have an idea where this debate is going to go. So where would you like it to go? What would you like to see happen? Do you believe there is too much immigration in Ireland at the moment?
No. First of all, I want the government to have a plan, in other words. And also, I believe that migration should be sustainable and that we should have managed migration in this country. So in other words...
We do have managed migration in this country.
Well, to a certain extent, there would be like many people in Ireland that feel that that's not the case.
Yeah, but people feel lots of different things. Doesn't mean they're right.
I'll give an example of that, right? So we have really, really poor investment in infrastructure such as housing and healthcare and education currently. And in many areas across the country, there are pinch points in those areas.
Yeah.
Now, a way of managing this would be to actually, not necessarily to reduce the number of migrants coming into the country, but actually just increase the number, the amount of investment into the country with regards to those particular
resources. But that's not just, you're going further than that. And by the way, we're spending billions on housing and health. So, I mean, it's simplistic to say we're not investing money in those things. But you're actually, are you saying we should restrict the number of people coming in to Ireland? Are you actually arguing that?
No, I'm not arguing that point at all. What I'm saying to
you is saying we should discuss that.
What I'm saying we should discuss matching the capacity of the country for the number of people who are coming into the country. But the key thing that I'm saying here, Shane, as well, is this, and I've spoken to lots of TDs on this, and I've said, you know, are you hearing this on the ground? And they say, yes, we are hearing it on the ground. And I said, well, we need to have a national discussion on this issue, a respectful one, and it needs to be responsible. And they're saying, no, we're not touching this with a barge pole. And the danger of that is, if you cede the debate, if you suppress the debate, if you don't have it, and in this country is a shocking country for censorship in many ways. But if we don't have a debate, somebody else will have that debate. Somebody like an Irish Nigel Farage will emerge and use those fears for
particular. The counter argument to that, Pádraig, I'm not accusing you of this, but the counter argument is that calling for that debate is kind of like a dog whistle. That you're actually, I stress, I'm not accusing you of this, but that and the Leave side in the referendum in the UK were very careful about this, the official Leave side. Let's not talk particularly about immigration, but send out enough signals that that's actually what we really mean. Isn't there a danger by raising this issue? What you're doing is you're actually signaling to people, actually, you know, we kind of agree with you on the QT, and you're going to attract that kind of vote.
Well, see, the first thing is we had 3 hours of debate at the AIM2 launch on Saturday, and nobody raised this in any of the speeches whatsoever. And an Irish Times journalist came to me.
I accept that. I know there's a lot more to AIM2 than this.
And
I know that.
Point. If you get asked a question, it is my job to answer that
Fair
question.
Fair enough, yeah.
Honestly. And, you know, AIM2 is different than the other political parties. We don't believe that there should be groupthink. We don't believe that there should be taboo subjects that nobody.
Yeah, but deal with the dog whistle point, please.
And this issue of a dog whistle is a nonsense. Because if you use the word dog whistle, what you actually mean to say is don't even broach this particular subject, because if you do, we will say that you are trying to cause and foment trouble. And i.e., the word dog whistle is used to suppress and to censor debate on the particular issue. We are a mature country of adults. All of us should be able to have a reasonable, respectable discussion on issues such as this. And the key issue here is, right across the world, there are groups on the hard left and the hard right who are using this issue for their own political purposes. And in response to a question by the Irish Times, we said very clearly that we understand that there will be migration, that migration is healthy, that migrants have made a really good impact in this country. But we also understand that there are people out there who feel that they are competing for scarce resources.
Okay, Pádraig.
And let's have that respectful debate.
All right, Pádraig Tobin, the leader of AIM2, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.